We're joined by Brian Eason with the Denver Post and Ed Sealover with the Denver Business Journal. Brian, you've been covering this issue closely, and a bill's been introduced to reform public employee pensions. Talk about some of the key issues lawmakers will be debating as this moves through the State House.
From the outset, even the sponsors of this bill acknowledge that it's going to change before it gets passed. I mean, you had lawmakers just openly admitting this thing does not have the votes to pass the House of Representatives right now. So some of the key things that you're going to see people trying to change over the coming weeks are, number one, it offers an option for folks to get into a 401k-like plan. Currently, some state employees do have that option, but this would expand it to all para members who are hired after 2020. Another issue is just how deep these cuts are going to be. You know, retirees already feel like they've given up a lot of money over the last 7 years since the last reform effort. They're going to be asked to sacrifice even more. Employees are going to be asked to chip in more into the fund, and the government's going to be asked to chip in more. And at this point, there's really not a broad consensus on how much money each side is going to have to give up in this fight.
Brian alluded to some of the political difficulties here. We have a Republican-controlled Senate, a Democratic-controlled House, yet there's a lot of outstanding issues and areas of disagreement.
Yeah, I mean, and the difficulties go beyond political. For example, during the first hearing, Power's interim director brought up the idea that one of the changes is essentially pushing up the retirement age to out to usually about 65 for employees who are currently in the system who are under the age of 46. He said, look, that's going to get us sued, and it's probably going to be found to be unconstitutional because it's a violation of the contract clause. So you have Republicans who really want to push this 401k plan. You have Democrats who really want to protect employee contributions. And you have a lot of people who are invested in this who say this is getting into areas that it shouldn't get into. So you've got partisan difficulties. You've got difficulties, you know, another thing, school boards are involved in the para plan. Denver's superintendent came out and said, look, this is going to cost us $55 million if we have to up the amount of contributions we have. That's essentially 700 teacher jobs. Where do you want us to cut the money from? These are the kind of things they're wrestling with in this issue.
What makes this juncture so critical for para? And then talk about how many people are part of this public employee pension system.
There's about 1 in 10 Coloradans that are a member of PERA in some form, whether they've just been an employee for a few years or if they're a lifelong employee or if they're already retired. It's 560,000 people, so this has serious impact on folks' lives. Politicians generally would love to just not deal with stuff right away, right? We'd love to kick the can down the road, let somebody else deal with the problem. Here's the thing, though. It's like not paying any other debts that you have. The longer you hold off on paying your credit card bill, your mortgage, your student loans, whatever, the more it's going to cost if you try to fix it tomorrow. So there is really a lot of pressure from employees, from conservatives, from the para board, both parties. People do see the urgency of getting this done this year, no matter how complicated the politics are.
This is why I think it goes beyond just a state employee issue and why you see business groups like the Metro Denver Economic Development Corporation getting involved in this. PERA produces about $4 billion toward the economy every year. If some of those benefits start wavering, small communities essentially are in trouble with what people can spend down there. The need to fill this unfunded liability is taking money away from transportation and education. People are getting tired of the state not spending in those areas. While ostensibly this is a problem with the state's public pension system, this is everyone's problem.
Ed Sealover with the Denver Business Journal and Brian Eason with the Denver Post. I'm Benta Berkland, and this is Capital Conversation.